It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails and web comments, and our show with Thomas French on his book Zoo Story brought several nostalgic emails from former zoo workers like April in Tennessee. I worked at Atlanta Zoo in the late 70s in the primate building, which had been designated for people's viewing pleasure, but with little regard to the social and spatial needs of the animals. I was fortunate to be the keeper for a celebrated gorilla, Willie B., who lived in lonely splendor in one of the large cages. He was the star. He had a wry sense of humor and liked to grab the keeper's keys to the switch cage, the very small cage where he was put at night so the big cage could be cleaned, and drop them down the drain. This was a worst-case scenario for the keeper, who had to retrieve them, as the under part of the building where the drains were was the home of some of the biggest cockroaches in existence. The primates now live in a much more spacious rainforest-type arena in more natural family groups, but I wonder sometimes if those little cages are still there underneath and if the problem creatures or those who are older or less scenic are still in there. The word humanity may not be applicable to our cousins, but their beingness was something I will never forget. We got a flood of response from those of you who had had your mind changed by a new presentation of facts, like Joanna in Scottsdale. I fervently argued pro-capital punishment for years, but curiosity about increasing data regarding the wrongful execution of convicts for crimes they did not commit led me to read, do research, and ultimately change my stance. While Kathleen in Placerville, California wrote that sometimes the presentation of the facts is suspect. I'm a liberal Christian, and sometimes my liberal friends will trash all Christians as right-wing wackos. When I object to the stereotype, I'm told that my husband and I are the exception. When my right-wing Christian friends assert that liberals are not Christians, I get the same response. My husband and I are the exception. This causes me no end of frustration, but also amusement. The facts don't matter, and that's a fact. Jim Hankey in Phoenix wrote, "Sometimes it just takes a moment of privacy for minds to be changed." Regarding facts not always mattering, Colonel Robert Ingersoll summed up this exact phenomenon by stating, "It is easier to discard a fact than to construct a new philosophy." One thing I've learned about persuasion is that it is extremely rare for anyone to admit during a conversation to having been swayed. To persuade someone, the best method is to provide your audience with persuasive materials and then give your audience the chance to review those materials in private. In the privacy of the mind and heart, a human is more likely to admit to herself, himself, the truth of a fact not previously believed or encountered. And here are some facts that are indisputable. You can download the podcast if you missed any of those programs. Just go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation for details. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter. We'll send you a daily update of what's coming up on the show and how to get in on the conversation. If you're on Twitter, you can follow me there, at Neil Conan, all one word. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by John Asante, April Failing, Dahlia Martinez, Susanna George, Barry Hardiman, Enrique Rivera, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also produces our web content. Our editor today is Barry Hardiman. Our intern is Jalyn Lossick. Gwen Uden directs the program. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Dennis Nielsen and Andy Rosenberg. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Alan McDonald is NPR's executive producer of news programming. Dick Meyer is the executive producer. Alan Weiss is NPR's senior vice president for news. Tomorrow we'll talk with Pam Fessler about her series on hunger, childhood hunger in America. Join us for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.